Little green men. No, no, no. All of these pushes about UFOs and our coverage at News Nation are about transparency. Your government's responsibility to take the power that you have given them and be held to account. What do they know? What do they not? And why? That's what it's about. I'm Chris Cuomo. Thank you very much for being here for a special episode of the Chris Cuomo Project. Your comments, your concerns on the specific issue of UFOs and where my head is about why it matters. Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from Prize Picks. Prize Picks, man, if you like DFS, this is the way to go. America's number one fantasy sports app. 3 million members. Why? Easy, exciting, plenty of action. Makes watching the sports, makes watching the players more fun. You just pick more or less on two or more player stats. And if you're any good, winnings roll in. And now you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn 100 into 10,000. You can turn 10 bucks into 1,000. Basketball, hockey, college, you know, all the different entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. You ready to get started with Prize Picks? Download the app today. Use code CCP. You'll get a first deposit match up to 100 bucks. Again, download the app today. Use the code CCP. You get a first deposit match up to 100 bucks. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from AG1. Listen, my brothers and sisters, you know that I take my health seriously, right? I'm an aging athlete. I'm dealing with long COVID. That's why AG1 is a big part of my game, and I have been taking it for many years. Why? Because it's one and done. I don't have to worry about the combinations. I don't have to worry about the price the same way. It's so much less expensive than taking all these things separately. And it's the deliverability. It's just a scoop and a glass of warm water for me, but you can put a scoop of it in whatever you want. And boop, down the hatch, and that's that. People ask me all the time, AG1, do you really take it? Yeah, it's all over my house. And I've been drinking it for a long time, and I think it works. I have partnered with AG1 for so long because they make a high-quality product that I trust to have as part of my routine every day. So, you want to replace whatever you're doing now? Start AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/CCP. That's drinkag1.com/CCP. Check it out.
Hi, Mr. Cuomo. I'm calling because it says here if you've had any UFO, UAT experiences. I have. Amazing. I would like to say that I think many of us think that these whistleblowers was a distraction because it just didn't seem like it was serious. And when it came to the real proof, they could not describe anything or tell anything in a transparent setting publicly. This is the problem. Why be a whistleblower if you can't tell at all? Anyway, my name's Joyce. Thanks, and have a good night.
First of all, that call took a very, very positive turn because I thought it was going to be that you were abducted and they sucked the something out of your brain and put you back. And so I'm glad it wasn't that. And I share your disappointment, except I'd rather be on the road to disclosure than not on the road to disclosure. So yes, I was hoping for more. Yes, I wanted Congress to turn the screws on NASA. Yes, I hope that they get the skiff. Yes, I wanted to hear more, but it was better than nothing. And that's where we started. So I'll take it as a step. The next step is obviously more important in terms of the nature and degree of disclosure. And again, for me, it's not about little green men. If there's, you know, proof of life beyond us, I would not be surprised. I think it's very arrogant to believe that we're the only ones that were possible of it in a universe that seems to be ever expanding. But, whatever you know, whatever you found, I think that there should just be more information about it, at least to our leaders.
so that they can explain it to us. I get that some of the stuff is confidential. You got it from China. You don't want them to know, although I'd be shocked that they don't, right? Because if they send it over here and it didn't come back, obviously they're going to be aware. They can do better. And I think it's symptomatic of a problem in our government and our governance in general. And it's got to be fixed and it's got to be better. And that's what the issue is to me.
Chris, this is Shane. It's about the show you did with Jeremy Corbell. What everybody's not understanding is that it's been a race between us and whoever's out there. They got to our planet. They found life. They're experimenting on us. They're doing what they're doing. Had we found anything anywhere else, we'd do the same. We go to Mars. We got a rover on there. We're experimenting. People are not understanding this. It's real. Call me. I got more for you.
You got more for me? I don't know that you have anything for me. You got to have proof of these things. This idea that, well, what would we do if we were somewhere else? That's what they're doing. That assumes there is someone else that we know is doing something else. I know Jeremy has a lot of conviction on this issue, and I'm happy to talk to him about it, but I believe that you only know what you show. So I don't want to engage in some discussion that's completely speculative about what would we do if we were to find another thing, because we do, you know, dissecting and experiments on every other species. So why? All right, I get you. It's not unreasonable or impossible. I just want to get on the proof train. You know what I'm saying? Truth train. Let's get proof of what it is. Let's have them understand if they've been able to identify things that have flown into our airspace that come from other countries or whatever their origin is. I just think to the extent that there's more to be shared, it should be shared. That the idea that our presumption is that the government doesn't have to tell us anything is a bad and false premise.
Yeah, Chris, this is Brian. I pretty much like to listen to you because you do have both sides. But the UFO thing, I really think that it's going to do the same it's always done. We bring it up, we get the good things happening, and then all of a sudden, everything starts to get buried under again. And they hope, the establishment hopes that we forget. What do you think about that? Goodbye. And I do love your show.
I think you're right. You're also being cynical, but that's because you've been hurt before. And once bitten, twice shy. And that's why we got to keep covering it and pushing for information and transparency. And that's on me. Not to forget, not to allow them to move on, not to allow it to be comfortable. The job is to agitate in favor of your interests. And again, not about little green men. It's about transparency and explaining what you're doing with the power we've given to you. It doesn't have to be comprehensive. It doesn't have to be 100%, but it should be better than zero, which is where we are right now.
Hi, this is Jackie from Mount Pleasant, Michigan. I have a question. What kind of aircraft can make a triangular cloud and then fly through the bottom of that triangular cloud, leaving almost no trail at all? The photos were taken. There was no sound heard on it whatsoever. Thank you.
I don't know that that happened. You may have seen it, but that doesn't mean that it exists, right? Because we all know how great the capacities are to fabricate things. And if it did happen, I don't know. And if it's real, then it should be explained to us to the extent that there is an explanation. That's all I'm talking about. I don't have the answers. The point is, they're supposed to be provided to us by the people we pay to find them. That's the issue.
Hey, Chris. Big fan. I just saw your video with Jeremy Corbell, and I wanted to just let you know, I've seen lots of UFOs. I have a few friends who have, too. One of the most recent was on July 3rd over here in Dallas, Texas. Off I-35, I saw a triangular formation of three egg-shaped crafts orbiting or spinning sideways and displaying big, bright lights. And then another one popped up, and as I started filming, it popped up closer to me. So I got all this on video, reported it, and they tried to tell me they were airplanes. So I kind of gave up on the whole reporting kind of thing, but I just wanted to update you and let you know that this is still current and, you know, sightings are still happening, all types of different crafts, even in big cities like Dallas. I just wanted to let you know about that. I hope you get some good other calls as well. Thank you for listening to me.
First of all, appreciate your interest. Thank you for relaying your observations. You know, I just think that what we have to keep clear in our minds is when you say UFO, was it a drone? You know, was it an optical illusion? Was it something from somewhere else? Was it a kind of craft that we should be aware of? Or was it extraterrestrial? These are all very different things. And obviously, all of those that I listed until we get to the last are far more probable, right, than the last, which is that it comes, you know, from another universe or whatever. And again, we find ourselves beyond the quixotic, beyond magical thinking, beyond the possible, in part, not because of wackos, but because of being starved of information. And in the absence of an explanation, people are going to come up with an explanation. So it should be based on information and the best knowledge that we have. And I'm just saying to this point, we're nowhere near that. And so, you know, a lot of people dismiss this conversation, they dismiss this topic, and I think that's foolish. You shouldn't dismiss anything that has a basis of proof that you can communicate and learn from. And I'm not going to shy away from any topic, and for me, it's about what we know. So you saw what you say you saw, okay. But what is it? I don't know. Neither do you. And there could be a very reasonable explanation for it. And if there is, why haven't we been afforded it? That's the issue.
You know, we did get a lot of calls about along these lines of people saying they saw something and they wanted to relay their stories. And it kind of reminds me of, I don't know if you saw this story, but in Peru, there was a video floating around where people thought it was aliens, but it turns out it was men in jetpacks who were going into like a gold mine and stealing gold. You heard about this?
Yeah.
Like that to me is such a like an out there thing that's like, look at this bizarre thing that's going on in the sky. It's even me saying it sounds very strange, but there is an explanation behind it, as far-fetched as that may seem.
Yeah. I mean, there's often going to be a rational explanation, a reasonable explanation, a cogent explanation for anything that you accurately observe. Okay? It may not be something that makes sense to you in that moment.
No, like a jetpack to me is like barely invented.
That's right. So, you know, assuming you're right that you saw something, there's got to be an explanation for it. And I just think that this vacuum of information has fed a lot of counterproductive, unproductive beliefs and misleading agendas and people taking advantage of it. And I think we can get better than that. I think there's a lot of things that could be cleared up and understood better. And I get the national security concerns when it comes to confidentiality of certain things, but I don't think it covers everything.
This is out of left field. What do you think of like Bigfoot sightings and like Loch Ness Monster? Do you put any of that in the same category?
No.
I'm talking about, you know what I mean? Like,
I think there are a lot of people who do, and it's about skepticism, and it's about where people go when they are starved of information, and the mind can run. The mind can run. If this is possible, then maybe this is possible. If this is possible, maybe this is possible. And that's why information is power. I don't believe in Yetis. I don't believe in Loch Ness because they would have found them.
Well, they just had that. They just tried to like survey the lake. They had a big, you know, outing to find the thing. And there was something they came across, but they forgot to turn on the recorder. So they, oops, we forgot to turn on the equipment.
And you believe that?
That's just the report I read.
Oh,
I forget to turn on my equipment here all the time. So it's a very plausible situation.
That is true.
And I'm not trying to make light of these people. I'm just saying like for things that you should be skeptical of, I think there is a difference between, hey, this is a weird light I see in the sky. Actually, it's a guy wearing a jetpack trying to steal gold. That sounds very implausible, but so does like, yeah, this big Yeti type thing is walking around. That also seems implausible. And yet I can buy the explanation of, no, this man is trying to rob a mine. Like, you know what I mean?
They would know. They would know. Yeti, you'd know. Loch Ness, you'd know.
Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from Prize Picks. Prize Picks, man, if you like DFS, this is the way to go. America's number one fantasy sports app. 3 million members. Why? Easy, exciting. Plenty of action. Makes watching the sports, makes watching the players more fun. You just pick more or less on two or more player stats. And if you're any good, winnings roll in. And now you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn 100 into 10,000. You can turn 10 bucks into 1,000. Basketball, hockey, college, you know, all the different entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. You ready to get started with Prize Picks? Download the app today. Use code CCP. You'll get a first deposit match up to 100 bucks. Again, download the app today. Use the code CCP. You get a first deposit match up to 100 bucks. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from Done With Debt. This is a big one, especially in America, man. You need Done With Debt. If you're one of us who's addicted to credit, you need Done With Debt because you're going to bed thinking about how much you owe and what the minimum amount payable is and what are you going to do and you're never going to get out from under it. And look, is it your fault? Yeah, in part, take responsibility for your spending, but also the system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans. It's almost impossible to pay off your debt once you get into that cycle. Insane inflation keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. And that's why you need Done With Debt, because Done With Debt is your lifeline. Done With Debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you deal with debt faster than most of us would think possible. Done With Debt analyzes your debt, gives you options that you'll qualify for. Done With Debt knows how to reduce bills, cut interest rates. They've got skilled staff at Done With Debt that will negotiate, figure out how to get better deals. So here's how easy they'll make it. Go to donewithdebt.com, donewithdebt.com, and start getting out from under the problem and toward the solution. You got debt? You need Done With Debt.
Now we have some questions about UFOs from the YouTube audience. From your interview with Jeremy Corbell, AstroBaby91 writes, proof of what? Christianity? We already know it's real.
We already know what's real.
That's the whole comment.
But you picked the comment.
Sorry, I meant to read the second one. Simon Amazing Clark writes, why are UFOs, UAPs so important? The Tic Tac craft were hovering at 80,000 feet. Nothing we have can do that. For days at a time, nothing we have can do that. Then drop to a couple hundred feet and stop. Nothing we have can do that. We have piston engines, jet engines, and rocket engines. These craft are powered by technology that we don't understand the basics of.
Okay. Again, there's an assumption in that that those statistics are true. And that matters. Okay. And if they are true, then you are correct. And that is one reason that this would matter. It's also one reason that they wouldn't be disclosing it to you because of the national security interests and whatever they've been able to develop in understanding about those things or, you know, reverse engineer or whatever. And I'm not saying we need to know everything that will make us unsafe if it gets out, but certainly we can do better than nothing, which is where we have been for so many years. And I'm not saying none of this stuff is real. I'm saying the opposite, which is there is a responsibility on the part of the people we invest with power and resources to develop understanding to tell us what they know to the extent that they can. And if they can't, they should have to explain that to the people in power.
This is from Ignorant Slayer. What if this has been kept secret for so long, not just because of the wildly advanced technologies and the wealthiest in the military industrial complex keeping it for themselves? What if there's a metaphysical aspect of it that would shake people to learn? It's not inconceivable that a NHI, non-human intelligence, who has such wildly advanced technology would also possess an extremely deep knowledge of the nature of reality. Perhaps there are secrets that would do more damage than good. What if we learn that we're all just a simulation or there's truly no afterlife? Such nihilism may be best kept a secret. Just a thought. I'm all for disclosure.
Look, I think that's kind of going in the same direction that most reasonable people are going here, which is, it's not about telling us everything you know, because there may be certain things that would compromise security or advantage or optics with opponents that are somehow relevant. Those things should be told to people with the requisite clearances, which we have in our government, in our politics, in our Congress, in our White House. And then they have a responsibility to figure out how to communicate what matters that should be shared. And again, it doesn't have to be everything. I'm just saying it can't be nothing. And that's where we are right now. Nothing.
Michelle Trimborn, Cape Town, writes, why do the UAP sightings, landings, etc. occur 90% in USA? Is there a magnetic field or something there?
I don't know. What was your expectation here? That I was going to know that?
I think they're saying, you when these videos go viral, they're all, you know, it's the Phoenix Lights. Like, there's so many of them are produced here in America. All the footage that comes out from the military is from the U.S. military. Perhaps they're saying, why don't we see other governments or other countries produce as much UFO footage as we seem to, or at least the way that it gets covered in the media is a lot of it is U.S.-centric, and you don't hear a lot of, like, you know, some guy thinks he saw something out in London.
Okay, that's a good point. Why does it seem that all of this activity happens here? Why don't we hear about it in other places? Now, I would see that as a bad fact for believers in this all being about extraterrestrials being here, checking us out. Because one would think that there would be a lot more places than just in American airspace. So that leads you to a couple things. One, did they just collectively keep it quiet? Do they not care? They have bigger concerns? Or are we more engaged in magical thinking? Because we have the luxury to do so and the culture that somewhat accommodates it here.
Warped Weaver 100 writes, why are we not allowed to use the energy systems that have been back-engineered from captured craft to get off oil and reduce the cost of energy? And I think that's talking to the whistleblower who said we have these propulsion systems and such and they're being kept secret.
Look, again, if it were true, if it is true, then it's a legitimate follow-up question about what you're using this technology. Are you using this technology? Should you be using the technology? I mean, all of that is fair game. But again, it begins with having an understanding of the facts, and we don't.
Jeffrey Uprichard, 3754, writes, I've met some very strange people. Could they be aliens? What do you think?
And you got to ask yourself, are you an alien? I mean, how do you really know that you're not? Were you there when you came out of your mom? Were you? Do you remember it?
Do you remember it?
Did I say that I'm not an alien?
No, but I'm starting to think.
Look, it gets pretty simple at the end of the day. Do you know how old you are?
I've been told my age, yes.
Ah, it's a very interesting answer. You've been told your age. Hold on. Yeah, babe. Yeah. Are you not coming home this weekend?
I just texted you.
Is that an answer? Yeah, babe.
Those noises you kept making, I thought those were alien noises. That came right after you said you might be an alien.
How would you know what an alien noise is?
Well, that didn't sound like a human noise is what I was saying.
Really?
Yeah.
Where did you hear it come from?
Your mouth.
So you heard it come from a human?
Yes.
But you don't think it's a human sound?
There's a great picture floating on the internet of Hillary Clinton being split in two and a lizard man pops out.
What I'm trying to help you with here is the utility of logic in this analysis. You say it doesn't sound like human sound. Okay. You have never heard anything but human sound.
That's not true. I heard a whale recording.
Okay, fine. But you heard it come from a human, and yet you question whether or not it is a human sound.
Yeah.
Secondly, your age. You say you have been told how old you are.
I have a birth certificate somewhere, but I don't. It's in a fireproof safe, but it's to keep things from getting set on fire. But the safe, like, either takes the air out or something, so it smells really bad. So I stopped putting documents in there, and they're in a more flammable spot because it just made everything smell terrible.
Why do you have this extreme fear of fire?
My mom got it for me as, like, a bad gift one year.
Okay. Now, thanks for all of that.
No, I love my mom. It's not a judgment on her. She's like, probably needs a fireproof safe. But it's like, give me one that smells nice.
It's kind of of judgment on your mom, but I'm going
to
let
no,
that
I was
pass.
Saying I was being nice to my mom. That's what I'm saying. You got me a very nice fireproof safe one year.
Well,
I wish it, you know, put some cologne in there or something.
You trashed the gift. You trashed your mom. Now you're trying to make up for it.
I love my mom very much. I'm keeping this in because she'll be very happy to see me say that on your program.
Well, I want to know how she feels about the first part. Now, back to my point, which is...
I found that Hillary Clinton picture, by the way.
Documents. They are infallible. Yes.
No, they can be forged and manipulated.
They could be fake. Yeah. They could be wrong. They could just be wrong.
Correct.
Innocently so.
Correct. Some said the former president's birth certificate was altered somehow or false.
And do you know that that wasn't done with your birth certificate?
No, but I was born in Michigan, not Hawaii.
Okay.
No, actually, I was born in Wisconsin.
So you think.
I was raised in Michigan.
Now, you don't know, maybe you're kind of... You are trusting the word of others. That's my point. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, I don't even know where I was born, man. What do I know?
Just saying, what we think we know often fails under scrutiny.
I think we got everything for this UFO
thing.
Thank
fucking God. Got to keep talking about it. Got to get more disclosure from the people who know things, because we could do better than zero. All right? And that's where we are right now. But we're starting to make some progress. And I promise I will use my platforms to do the best I can to get you more information. I'm Chris Cuomo. Thank you for watching this special episode of The Chris Cuomo Project. What you say, what you think, how you feel about what we do matters to me. Subscribe, follow. Thank you very much for checking out the free agent merch. Be a critical thinker. Be an independent. Be a free agent. That's what News Nation's about. It's as much a movement as it is a media company. I'll see you weeknights, 8 and 11 p.m. Eastern. Let's get after it.